coming to you live from my parents' attic. It's Rob as a Podcast, and now here's the guy who forgot to write something witty to say before he did a podcast, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very impromptu edition of Rob Has a Podcast. I am Rob Cesternino, along with Nicole.
Hello.
How are you?
It's cold up here.
It is cold. We're not actually in the attic. We were trying to find a place in my parents' house to do the podcast. My brother tried to talk me into doing it in the attic, which I actually thought would be pretty good other than the fact it'd be very cold in the attic. So it was almost an attic cast for the first time ever.
Yeah, we would have to crawl up a very small crawl space.
Yes, which sounds fun. But unfortunately, no, this is not actually an attic cast. We're actually in my sister's bedroom, but I thought that would sound gross.
That would sound perverted.
Sound perverted.
That's perverted. GTFO.
That's perverted. Anyway, so yes, as most of you guys already know, Nicole and I are doing this podcast from New York. This was not a scheduled trip to New York. We had some very bad news in the family last week. I got word on Friday afternoon that my dad had passed away very suddenly. He had a heart attack, and we did not expect this. And Nicole and I were on a flight to get back to New York that night, and we're here with my mom and my brother and sister. And it was a shock to the system, and we're staying strong, and we had so much support from everybody in our lives here, and so much support from you guys out there in the podcast world. So we thank you guys very much, and my dad would not want us to go too long without doing the podcast and the things in our lives. So I'm sure, I'll have some stories here and there about my dad along the way, but figured let's not let too long go by without doing one of our shows.
Yes, so this one's dedicated to Dennis.
For Dennis. as we were dealing with all of the funeral arrangements and everything during the week, we started our initiative last week we were going to adopt a family for the holidays, which we ended up adopting three families for the holidays, and we had our goal of $3,000 that we wanted to raise for charity.
Right.
In the few days after my dad's passing away, I was not on the computer, I was not on Facebook, and we were not doing podcasts, and the charity efforts were going a little bit by the wayside,
right.
And our interns stepped in on their own. We didn't ask them to do any of this, and they really all, beat the drum quite a bit. And we actually met our goal of $3,000, which we are donating to three needy families for the charity. So thanks so much to all the interns, and thanks so much to everybody who donated. We had some, we had many, many donors. We had a few rather large donors. Mm-hmm. We had a $400 donor. We had a $300 donor. So we are going to meet our goals. I started sending out checks today. So thanks to you guys, a couple families are going to have a much better Christmas than they otherwise would have had.
Yes, it's tremendous.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for that, and I hope to do it again next year. It was a huge success, and something to feel good about in a week where there wasn't a ton of great stuff going on.
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing that the interns got together and made this happen for us.
Yeah. Well, here's something interesting that I found out this week.
I love interesting things.
Interesting things. At my dad's wake, I found out, everybody had a lot of funny stories about my dad, and my dad was, people loved being around my dad. He had a lot of, always a fun time for everybody that worked with my dad.
Yeah, really an amazing person.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
He really was.
Thank you. And so, I found out that at my dad's job that he would get in trouble because he was carrying on too much. And my dad actually had a bell on his desk, which I never knew.
Mm-hmm.
And he would ring it when it was time for everybody to go to lunch. And I said, I had no idea my dad had a bell. And I actually was given to somebody the next day from my dad's workplace. This is my dad's bell. How do you like that, Nicole?
I love it.
Yeah, because people, if people are really thinking this through, like, does Rob travel with the bell? That seems odd. And I actually have in the past traveled with the bell, but not on this trip.
Oh, yes, we have.
I did not remember to pack the bell before this trip. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is
pretty
amazing.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so this is the Dennis bell.
Yeah, that's for my dad. Anyway, so, Nicole, let's get into talking some schedule a bit, because I know we've definitely gotten thrown off in the last week or so. We did not get to do our exit interview with Edna.
But I'm sure at some point we'll talk to Edna. Get some more Bear Ease products.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, instead of going to the finale this year, and this was going to be the first finale since Survivor Cook Islands for me.
Yes.
No finale. So we are going to stay on our podcasting schedule, though. Mm-hmm. And on Monday morning, we are going to still do our live recap show. We're going to take your calls at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific.
Well, at least we get to sleep in a little bit.
Well, we get to sleep in a little bit being on the East Coast.
Yes.
So that is going to be on Monday morning. And then we are still going to do our exit interviews with the rest of the cast. And I've talked with our person at CBS. We are going to speak with everyone in the final six.
Wow.
So last year, there were eight people left. We didn't really know who we were getting. We didn't get Boston Rob. We are scheduled to, on Monday morning, speak with every person left on the show.
Fantastic.
Okay? So we didn't get Edna, but we will talk to Coach. We will talk to Rick. Everybody's asking, are you going to get to talk to Rick?
Is he going to talk?
Yes, we are going to get to talk to Rick.
And the mustache.
Yes. Brandon, Ozzy, Sophie, Albert.
So fierce.
Yeah. So we're going to talk with all of those guys on Monday morning.
Yes.
So let's get talk about this crazy episode, Nicole. One of the crazier episodes of the season on Survivor South Pacific. And I always say this about After the Merge. It's really the episodes with the odd numbers where things get a little haywire.
Yes.
And it looked like, you know, in the beginning, it was kind of that it was going to be Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And then things started to shift. And this Albert, he has been the man with a million plans this season. The man with a million plans. And I said at the beginning of the episode to Nicole, no, Albert's coming off pretty good here. This seems like one of these plans is actually going to work.
Albert was getting a good edit.
Albert wanted to get rid of Sophie. And all season long, Albert and Sophie were hand in hand. And almost as Philip predicted way back when, the Albert and Sophie alliance has come crashing down.
Yes, and I believe you said that you thought Sophie's looking pretty hot.
I have, you know, it's funny on Survivor. There are some people who come into the show looking pretty hot.
Uh-huh.
And then as the season goes on,
not so hot.
You say, ew.
Yikes.
There are other people who come into the show,
uh-huh,
and you don't say at first, hey, check out this Sophie.
Uh-huh.
But now as the season has gone along, and now maybe because there's no other women on the show.
Maybe because she's standing next to Coach.
She's standing next to Brandon and Coach and Rick.
Uh-huh.
Now you start saying, hey, who's this?
No,
it's Sophie, hottest girl on Survivor. Who's that hot chick on or the hot chick is Sophie.
It's not Brandon. Yeah.
Not Brandon. Sophie. Looking pretty good after
Sophie looking pretty hot.
36 days. Some people wear it well on the island.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Now, we'll see what happens on the reunion show.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you end up looking so good on the island, and then the reunion show, they cut right from that, and you say, what happened? They were so good on the island. So I don't know.
We'll see.
It's tough to do.
We'll see if she's got the hotness so fierce.
We'll have to see. I haven't seen a recent picture of her,
mm-hmm,
what she looks like.
Yeah.
Who's in the Hall of Fame of better on the island than in real life?
Better on the island.
Better, like at like 30, who's looking better at 30? I always say Amanda Kimmel. I always think that she is right there.
She looks better on the island than off the island.
And we won't say Hall of Fame. It's upsetting.
It hurts you. It hurts. It hurts your heart.
Yes.
We're going to have to talk with Gordo.
we'll talk about that later. But who else is up there? Who else is up, women-wise?
Women-wise.
And are there men? Are there men that was better on the island?
I think that men come in, they don't have to wear makeup. They don't have as much maintenance as girls do. So I think that the men just look the same.
Okay. They have a beard.
Except they grow a beard.
They grow a beard. I would be interested. Let's make the definitive list for from you guys. Who are the women that are better on, you know, 30, 36, 39 days than in at the finale?
Yeah, I think Rupert looks better on the island because at least
he belongs. Yeah, he belongs on the island. Okay, so we'll check that out. So anyway, you got me all distracted talking about how good Sophie is looking.
I know, Sophie, you're distracting my man.
distracting us. And her, and what's with all the blurring, Sophie?
Sophie had a lot of side boob.
Some
nip
just
slips.
Totally blurred out, distracting all the men on the island.
So fierce in her boobs.
Yeah, distracting everybody.
Yeah.
Inappropriate, Sophie.
Was there butt crack?
I don't know. I'm not sure if we've had the blurred butt crack yet from her.
Yeah, we definitely had the blurred boobies.
I think Amanda is also the queen of the blurred
Amanda
butt crack.
Is the queen of the blur.
The queen of the blur. Wow, so Sophie is like the mini Amanda now?
Yeah, looks good on the island, blurred. Yeah. They're like the same person.
If she gets to the finals and loses.
And blows it.
And has a lousy speech.
Yeah.
She's Amanda 2.0. Okay, so we have, you know, for the first time now, Albert's got a plan and he's looking good. But like every plan Albert ever has, ends up backfiring.
Yes.
So Albert ends up, here's where the problem is. Albert ends up saying to Rick, like, hey, Rick, me and you, man, going to final three, right?
When did this happen?
I don't know. But Rick is like, okay, sure, let's do it.
Yeah, and then he walks away and he's like, and he spills the beans about.
No, it was late, much later.
Well, later.
Much later, he ends up spilling the beans. So following when Brandon wins immunity, and kudos to Brandon for winning the immunity. That was not an easy immunity challenge at all.
I did not think that he was going to get it.
So good job by Brandon. Mm-hmm. And everybody is, now here's where the big confusion comes in. Coach and Sophie seem to think if Brandon gets to the end, Brandon is a shoo-in to win the game.
What planet are they on?
What?
What the what?
How did this happen? All season long, we're being told Brandon's a liability. He's crazy. He's this. He's
that. He has these outbursts. Like, is God voting?
I don't know.
In the final tribal council?
Did he make such a good impression on the Savai that everybody is going to vote for him? Or is it like one of these things where it's like he doesn't have any blood on his hands because everybody knows he is basically the Fredo of Coach's Alliance and he was not responsible for any of the decisions. But he was telling off Dawn at Tribal Council. You know, he told off Edna. Like, he has a lot of enemies on the jury. Where do Coach and Sophie get that he is going to be such a shoo-in to win the game?
I don't know.
I'm with Albert on this one.
I'm with you too, Albert.
Yeah. To vote out Brandon is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Coach was just put off by Brandon's dad coming out, and that's why Coach wants to get rid of him. But it seems to me very silly for Coach to want to get rid of Brandon.
When the plan all along was to go with Brandon to the end.
I'm not sure if that was anybody's plan.
I thought it was Coach's plan.
We never learned what Coach's plan is. Coach has never had a confessional of what his ideal final three is.
I guess God hasn't told him that yet.
God hasn't told Coach yet. It seemed like Coach wanted to go with Albert and Sophie, but Coach has never had the confessional this year. At least, unless I'm missing something, I don't believe Coach has had the confessional this year of, I want to go with Albert and I want to go with Sophie. That's what my final three.
Yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm. Who does Sophie want to go to the end with?
Well, apparently she wants to go with Coach and Rick.
Was that always her plan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, all we know is that she hates Albert.
Yes. Where did that come from? It seemed like they were friends.
He's gotten squirrely, I guess, after the merge.
Yes.
That's what she doesn't like.
With all of his plans. Yeah.
So she doesn't like Albert anymore. Rick is sort of like, I'll go with anybody.
Yeah.
And Brandon, Brandon doesn't like Sophie? Yeah, he was trying to get Sophie.
He does not like Sophie.
So I guess everybody sort of soured on Sophie also.
Mm-hmm.
At least according to Albert and Brandon.
Because she's the only one that's thinking clearly.
Well, she's not thinking that clearly, I don't think, if she wants to get rid of Brandon.
Well, now, yeah.
Take crazy Brandon to the end. Take the crazy guy to the end. That's what you always want to do.
You would think.
That's what, yes. Yes, I know.
Yes. Ideally, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to hit crazy Matt.
You find the craziest person, and then you want to take them to the end.
Like Philip.
Yes. Yes. And then, because the craziest person's, well, or the person that you believe is the craziest.
Right. Philip, we know, was not crazy.
Yes, but Boston Rob believes him to be the craziest.
Right.
And that's what you do.
Right.
Because then they're going to have outbursts at the final tribal council and not have, like, a coherent argument for why they should win the game.
We really needed Brandon at the final tribal council for his crazy outburst.
Oh, well, he'll have an outburst either way. He's on the jury.
Yes.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
So I thought Albert had the right plan, but... So, after Brandon wins this thing, he gets to have the pizza party.
Right.
And, which, crazy, you know he's crazy, because he didn't invite Coach to the pizza party.
But Rick?
Rick.
Really?
I don't know.
That's what God told him?
We said last week with Tyson, when you win one of these rewards, it's like R-S-T-N-L-E, you get to pick two people, who do you want to bring with you? It's like, of course you got to pick Coach.
Right.
He picks Rick.
Makes zero sense.
Unless that picking Rick was good, because then he would save all the pizza in his mustache. You would have more pizza for later.
Yeah.
But to not take Coach was really suicide for Brandon in the game.
Yes. So you think that if he took Coach, he'd still be there? You think...
Couldn't have hurt. Couldn't have hurt.
Yeah.
So he brings over Rick.
Uh-huh.
And then Sophie says, I just want to go smell the pizza.
Uh-huh.
And basically... we end up with, Sophie says, I want to get rid of Albert. And then Rick spills the beans finally about how Albert said he wanted to go to the final three with Coach and Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brandon's like, then he's lying to me. And then this is no good on Survivor.
Now we got to confront everybody.
For anybody on Survivor, the worst case scenario is when people start comparing notes.
Yes.
If this would have happened to Boston Rob last season, he wouldn't have won the game. If this would happen to Coach this season, he would be in big trouble. Anybody who's running the show, if everybody starts comparing notes in a public setting, that's the end of the game.
Until God tells someone to give the necklace away.
Well, this is what happened to me on Survivor the Amazon.
Right.
Where I was coming up with another plan I wanted to do, where after Matt won the reward challenge and he gave everybody his family visit. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to the end with Matt because everybody likes him because of the family thing.
Right.
And which I know goes back to when I just said, take the crazy guy to the end.
Right.
But on this day, this is what I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
It was day 31. I'm like, well, everybody wants to go with Matt and Jenna's pissing everybody off. So maybe I should go to the end with Jenna. And we were going to vote out Heidi.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted Jenna to say, I took Jenna aside. I said, look, Jenna, if you want to, like, play ball with me, I'm not going to tell you exactly what the plan is going to be, but just work with me. I want to go to the end with you so I can beat you.
You shouldn't have said.
Okay, well, nice Monday morning quarterback 10 years later, Nicole.
Well, just saying.
Okay, I was hungover, okay?
Excuses.
I was hungover.
That excuse doesn't work in our house.
All right, I'm just telling you, I'm taking you through the thought process here. Right. And I thought this was a good plan. I forget exactly how it was going to go, but we were going to vote out Heidi, and then we were going to vote out, Christy, and you know what it was going to be? I wanted the final three in this plan to be me, Christy, and Jenna. And I knew because Christy and Jenna didn't like each other, they'd both want to take me to the end.
Right.
That was how this plan was going to work.
Okay.
And so I said, look, Jenna, I'm not going to tell you all the details, but just trust me, this is going to work. Because the plan was we were going to vote out Heidi, and then we were going to vote out Jenna.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, look, you're getting voted out next.
Yeah.
If you could work with me, we'll go to the end.
Uh-huh.
You'll lose to me.
Uh-huh.
But... And I don't know how this was actually going to happen, but this was basically my proposition to her. Instead of getting voted out next, you go to the end.
Uh-huh.
And
I'll beat you.
And I'm like, logic says that then, but instead of agreeing with my plan, she decided...
Instead of agreeing with your plan, she won!
Okay, well, fair, good for her. I'm just telling you
that
this is... I'm talking you through my logic. Uh-huh. This is no revisionist history or anything like that.
Right.
I'm just giving you what I was thinking at that time. So she, tried to blow up my spot in front of everybody that, oh, Rob was talking to me. And then I was like, well, I was trying to trick you. And I was lying. Did you ever think... Did you ever think I was lying to you? But I really wasn't. I was really telling her the truth.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's like, oh, that's just Rob. He's...
I feel like no one even gave it a second thought.
They didn't really. In fairness, Butch and Matt and Christy were just like, oh, yeah, it's typical Rob.
But Christy didn't hear what was going on.
Yeah. Well, she knew what was going on. And so that was, but that was the same sort of thing that I was going, I can relate to what Albert was going through. Except everybody, it would, if.
But they didn't pile on you the way they did Albert.
Right. Because Matt and Christy and Butch were sort of like, ah.
They were like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Like, if they would have been like, if Matt and Butch would have been like, but hey, you told me that you were.
But the problem is you are the worst person to be in an argument like that because you're so smart.
Oh, well, I did not feel very smart in that moment.
Because believe me, I have been in that position where I've been in an argument with you and it's not good.
Yeah, I did not feel like I was very smart. I was just like, well.
Well, you handled it well.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. And Matt and Butch believed me enough that it didn't turn into a blow up like it did with Albert. So now Albert's on the outs.
Yes.
But somehow, give credit to Albert. He says, you know what? This isn't over. If I can get crazy Brandon to give me the necklace.
He pulled a Parvati.
give me the immunity, then I won't get voted out.
Yes.
So.
Did he bat his eyes at Brandon?
I don't even understand the logic here of Brandon. He's like, hey, Brandon, you know, we're friends. We've been friends. And you should forgive me because we're friends. And
like, they haven't spoken really the entire time.
You should give me the necklace and that's what God would want you to do. And he's like, yes, that's right. That's what God would want me to do. And he goes for it.
So stupid.
I mean, okay, so then what's really great is then so he goes to Coach and tells Coach this plan. He says, okay, Coach, I know you're not going to vote for me, Coach. I know you're not going to vote for me because we're friends and God doesn't want you to vote for me. So you're going to vote for Sophie and we'll vote Sophie out.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach basically says, well, Brandon, I'll pray to God and I will ask God for what I should do. And Coach goes through with the whole thing, prays to God.
He's praying face down, butt up.
And he prays to God and Coach goes, in my head, I heard God very clearly had one name over and over and over again. And I will do what God wants me to do.
That's the best excuse in the world.
Oh, my God. I'm going to use that all the time now. Well, I prayed to God and God told me what I should do, so.
I believe Edna had a good comeback on this.
Yeah, well, I had tweeted on what was it, Thursday morning, I had tweeted, like, it's funny how on Survivor, God always tells you to do what you actually wanted to do in the first place. And Edna tweeted back, just because you have voices in your head doesn't mean it's God.
Good one, Edna.
So that was pretty good, but so great. I'm just going to use this all the time in my life because if you just say that, well, I prayed to God and that's what he told me
God
to do.
God told me to do this. Jesus spoke to me.
God told me to do this.
Yeah.
If Nicole ever catches me cheating, I'll say, well, I prayed to God and he said,
and you know what I'm going to say?
What's that?
I can't say it right now.
Okay. Does it have the word God in it?
It does.
Yeah. So they get to the tribal council, and Jeff's like, hey, everybody, welcome to. And Brandon's like, wait, I want to give the immunity out of Albert.
No, he didn't even have a chance to ask. Jeff,
yes. Probes. And Albert is just like, oh my God. Oh, I love myself. Oh my God.
I am so great.
Uh-huh. And then within like 2 minutes of it, well, and we get the whole story about how Brandon was in the gang. And then he tried to, he would go to fights.
But then Jeff calls him out.
He would go to fights and people would took advantage of him. And Jeff's like, so, Brandon, do you ever think that maybe this is what's happening right now? And Brandon's like, yeah, I'm starting to get a bad feeling about this. I'm starting to think that maybe this might be what is happening right now.
Never learns his lesson.
Yeah. And Jeff's like, you know, stirring the pot and like, Brandon, you think maybe if you asked Albert, he would give you the necklace back? And Albert's like, well, I think that Brandon is pretty
safe.
If I thought he was in danger, I'd give him the necklace back.
And who did Albert vote for?
He voted for Sophie.
He voted for Sophie. Mm-hmm.
But it's great for Albert. He gets Brandon out of the game. He gets no blood on his hands.
Right.
From
anybody.
From Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, the people that didn't like Albert still don't like Albert.
Right.
But he gets Brandon out of the game and no blood on his hands.
And he still votes for Sophie, so Brandon's not mad.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that is just a tremendous job by Albert.
Bravo.
Bravo. The best, this is the best, finally one of Albert's plans work. He was like 0 for 5 this season. Finally, when he really, really needs it, he gets one of his plans to work.
This is why he's a dating coach. He could even manipulate the men.
Well, he hasn't done a very good job so far.
Well, this is when it counted.
He got it when it counted.
Yes.
So, now, what would have been really interesting had Brandon point blank asked Albert, I think I made a terrible mistake. Can I please have my immunity necklace back, Albert?
Why is it like you're talking like a soft-spoken Russell Hands?
That's kind of like for Brandon. I don't have a great yes. Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
So, please, sir, can I have my immunity necklace back?
It's kind of like George Bush now.
And Albert's like, well, I prayed to God just now. God said not to.
God said, no way, Jose.
And Brandon's like, oh, okay, well, if God said no, then that's fine.
You gotta listen to God.
Okay, if that's what God said. Even so, and so great. So they vote Brandon out of the game, and Coach gives him a hug and says, Brandon, I prayed to God. It's God's will. It was God's will.
Coach.
Sorry, I hit the bell too hard. It was God's will. Oh, my God. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it so much. It was God's will. That's why I voted you out.
And Brandon will still vote for Coach in the end.
Man, if I ever get the chance to go on Survivor again, I've got so much stuff that I can use now. Oh, it was God's will. Why did you vote me out? God's will.
God told me to.
Had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
God told me to.
It was in the Bible. It was in the First Testament.
It used to be you would do bad things and say, the devil made me do it. Now you can do whatever you want, and God told me to do it.
I think it holds up in court, too.
I blame Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I blame Tim Tebow for this.
Should we start Tebowing right now?
Coach should have Tebowed after he got Brandon out. Oh, God. It was God's will.
If Brandon wins and beats Ozzy, he's going to Tebow. He's going to Tebow it.
I think he will on the stage. Yes. And I hope he doesn't get suspended like these kids in school on Long Island.
They're getting suspended for Tebowing?
Yes.
Well, they probably should.
Oh, my God. So now let's ask the question, Nicole.
Uh-huh.
Is this the dumbest move of all time?
Does this beat Ice Cream Scooper
Eric?
Does this beat him?
Is this better or worse? I think the JT thing, I don't think that was... I don't recognize that. That I know he got the award on Heroes versus Villains, but I don't recognize that. That is not canon in the Rob Has a Podcast world.
It's still pretty ridiculous.
I want that on Rob Has a Wiki. We recognize Ice Cream Scooper Eric for being having the dumbest move of all time.
So the Ice Cream Scooper Eric beats Brandon?
Well, that's what I wanted to decide. I don't recognize the JT note thing giving him Russell
the
idol.
Honorable mention.
Because Ice Cream Scooper Eric makes a dumb move. 5 minutes later, he's out of the game. JT wasn't even the same episode.
True.
It was the next week he gets out of the game.
Close enough, though. Close enough.
Not the dumbest move of it.
Okay.
You want to say top five?
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. That's fine. I recognize, I stand with Ice Cream Scooper Eric.
You scoop with him?
I scoop with Eric.
So is Brandon, the Brandon move, more stupid than the scooper? Well, I've read...
Same spot, too, I believe, also. The final five?
Yeah. I've read, I think, Dalton Ross said it's hard to... say that this is the dumbest move because he honestly believed that this was the right thing to do.
But so did Eric.
I know.
Yeah. Now, for me, I forget exactly why did Eric do it. He said that all the girls would be mad at him if he didn't give the necklace
to somebody.
I don't
remember what his reasoning was.
I don't know. It's too close to the thing. I might say Eric's move is dumber.
Why?
Is worse. Because at least Brandon goes to Redemption Island. His game isn't over. It's like Eric made the move. He's out of the game. And he might have won.
Really?
He might have. Mm. If he got to the finals.
Okay.
I mean, I think that there's people on the jury that could have voted for him. It's possible.
But there's no way Brandon would have won.
I disagree with Coach and Sophie. I don't think Brandon would have won if he was on the jury. And he goes to Redemption Island.
Where he's not going to beat Ozzy.
I mean, He won that last challenge, Nicole.
Yes.
You can't say he's a dud in the challenges.
I'm not saying he's a dud, but I don't think he's going to beat
Ozzy. I mean, we've seen 2 weeks in a row, Cochran almost beat Ozzy, and then Edna almost beat Ozzy. So it's you can't say that, you know, oh, 100% Ozzy's going to blow them out of the water.
Ozzy is on a roll.
It depends what it is. And also, Brandon is so tiny that it'll probably be an endurance challenge. And now, I don't know if Ozzy has...
Ozzy's been eating, though.
Ozzy's been eating. But, like, a lot of times, I think the shorter you are on some of these endurance challenges, the easier it is.
Yeah.
Not that Ozzy is, like, you know, 6'6". Six. Uh-huh. No, he's about 6 foot.
Is he?
Yeah, I think Ozzy's, like, my height.
Okay.
But Brandon is tiny, and he's compact.
He's withering away.
Okay. I just think that in these... endurance challenges, sometimes being shorter is better.
Mm-hmm. Shorter is always better.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, we'll quote you on that. Okay? But I'm just thinking, if Brandon could come back into the game, that's why I will say, Ice Cream Scooper Eric, still dumbest move of all time.
So this is the only time Redemption Island is good.
It's good for Brandon.
Yeah.
He's not out of the game.
Right.
But I will say, Brandon's move is second.
Okay.
And... Third dumbest was voting me out of Survivor All Stars.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Third dumbest.
Yeah.
Okay. How about that?
How about that?
All right, Nicole. So let's talk about. Let's go into Sunday night. Okay. Sunday night, 2-hour finale.
Uh huh.
Could not be more pumped up for this.
Okay.
2-hour finale, live reunion
Pretty
show.
Pretty stoked.
Plenty of tweets to come. If you're not already following us at Rob Cesternino, at Nicole Loves Shoes, we will be on East Coast feed watching. So if
we're gonna have a Twitter party.
Yes, if you are on the West Coast and you don't want to have either, you have to unfollow us for a day.
But then refollow.
Then refollow.
Come back to us.
Or how about just don't go on Twitter until for 3 hours.
Yeah.
How about that?
No mean tweets to us, okay?
No mean tweets. So everybody's been warned. Although probably a lot of people won't even listen to this.
This podcast?
Yeah, it's Friday. It's Friday afternoon by the time we get this up. Unless you listen to it on Saturday. But we're keeping it short.
Yeah.
We're keeping it short today.
We're keeping it real.
Keeping it real. All right, Nicole, so what's going to happen on Sunday? Are we assuming Ozzy comes back into the game?
Ozzy comes back into the game.
All right, so now we got a new Final Five.
Yes.
Ozzy is back in the game with Coach.
Uh-huh.
Coach, Albert, Sophie, and Rick.
Coach, Albert, Sophie, and Rick. Okay.
Okay, let's do it both ways. Let's
Ooh,
do it.
I like that.
Do you? Let's do it first. Ozzy does not win immunity.
Okay.
Ozzy doesn't win immunity. What happens here?
He's out.
Ozzy goes right out?
Right out the door.
Nobody wants to. I could see Albert saying, hey, let's.
Well, that's stupid because he's not gonna beat Ozzy.
It seems like if we just go by the people that voted together on the last episode, the people that voted together on the last show were Sophie, Coach, and Rick.
Right.
That seems like that's the alliance
that's
right
now. That's the core alliance.
That's the core alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
The three amigos.
That's. And I think that Albert is four right now.
Uh-huh.
So even if Albert and Ozzy get together...
It doesn't matter.
Could... I mean, Coach said he wanted to work with Ozzy. Could Coach vote against Rick or Sophie and go with Albert and Ozzy?
I guess it depends what God tells him.
What God tells him to do. I don't know. I would lean towards Coach saying to get going with Sophie and Rick.
He's
going
to stick with the three.
If I were Coach... I would feel the best about going to the finals with Sophie and Rick out of the people left.
Yeah. Or I don't think he should go with Sophie.
I would say I would go with Albert instead of Sophie.
Right.
But I think his bed has been made with this one.
Yeah.
It seems like out of the option of going with Rick and Sophie or going with like Sophie and Ozzy seems like the worst case scenario for me.
Absolutely.
For Coach.
Absolutely.
Because you have all the Savai'i people. And then you have people who are going to be annoyed with Coach for not saving them.
Right.
And they could vote for, if Ozzy gets to the finals with, let's say, with Coach and with Sophie.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Is Ozzy going to win this game?
Yeah, I think so.
I really am starting to believe, I think if Ozzy does not lose an immunity, Ozzy's going to win Survivor.
Yeah, and I think the Redemption Island thing really is a benefit to Ozzy because he gets the last word with them.
Yeah. And I really just will be very sour about Redemption Island if Ozzy wins the game.
If another veteran wins.
It's like Ozzy, and I like Ozzy.
Of course.
Ozzy did not play a good game.
He did not. He won challenges.
Yes. He was, he had his tribe, you know, conspiring against him. He voted himself out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He came back. He got voted out again.
Right.
And then he beat, like, he won, like, a double challenge against the two probably best challenge competitors from his own tribe.
Right.
And then he beat Dawn and Whitney in a challenge. And then he knocked off the likes of Cochran and Edna.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, you know, he's won victory against Brandon from being back in the game.
So basically it's the two components of the game, the strategy.
The game is outwit, outplay, outlast.
Right. But he's like the social game that he sucks at, he's being taken away from.
He has neither outwitted nor outlasted.
Right.
But he's out. He has outplayed.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems kind of, it seems crazy that basically, because everybody from his old tribe is on the jury, because he's won challenges, that's why he was going to win the game. It was right. Like the show that we've been watching for the last six episodes, Ozzy has not even been
has
on.
Has had no
it
part
It has
of.
Been a complete waste of our time for the, other than the 5 minutes when Ozzy was on the screen,
yeah.
The other 55 minutes of TV that we were watching, or whatever, you want to say 42,
yeah.
The other 37 minutes of the show that we were watching has meant nothing other than Survivor should have been 5 minutes every week with Redemption Island. That should have been the show. Everything else going on with Coach and all these other people meant nothing.
It's like Lost.
So it's frustrating,
yes.
If Ozzy should win.
Yes. So,
not to poo-poo an Ozzy victory before it even happens.
No, let's poo-poo it.
No. Well, let's see how it happens. Now, if Ozzy does come back into the game and wheels and deals here a bit, like if Ozzy comes
but
back,
he can't do that.
Here's where I will say that the Ozzy victory does not have an asterisk. If Ozzy comes back into the game and doesn't win two immunities,
and
if Ozzy somehow wheels and deals his way to the final three, maybe he wins one immunity, but he somehow makes an alliance or, like, does something.
Convinces somebody of something.
Has a game maneuver, and then
has some strategy.
And has a good final speech. We'll tip our cap to Ozzy. But if Ozzy just basically, you know, wins the immunity challenge or wins the Redemption Island challenge, wins two immunity challenges, basically tells everybody in the jury to F off and just wins because he had the people from his tribe on the jury,
yeah.
and they were mad because they got pagonged. I don't know.
I don't think he'll tell them to F off.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Ooh,
all right. So, that being said, we'll see.
So who's your winner prediction?
I think I have to say, I have to say that the chalk has got to say Coach.
Okay. I am going to go away from the veterans.
Okay, I will be very surprised if it's not a veteran. I will say, if I had to say right now, I'll say it's 50% Ozzy.
Uh-huh.
40%, I'm sorry, 50% Coach, 40% Ozzy, 10% Sophie.
Yeah.
9% Sophie, 1% Albert. How about that?
Yeah. So I'm going to predict my winner is Sophie.
You like Sophie?
I'm going to say it's Sophie.
More than Coach?
Yes, more than a friend.
More than Ozzy?
More than Ozzy.
So you...
I'm hoping it's Sophie. I do not want Coach or Ozzy to win. Nothing against them. I just don't want a veteran to win.
Right. Do you want to put a wager on this?
I'm always down for a wager.
A wager? Mm-hmm. A monetary wager?
A monetary wager.
Do you want to put your Sophie money where your mouth is?
Oh, yeah. My money is so fierce.
Money is filthy. You sure you want to put your Sophie money in your mouth?
Yes. I'm going to get hepatitis.
Yes. I like Sophie. I would not be unhappy if she won.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough to pick her as a favorite right now.
Well, she's my favorite.
She's your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You thought she was hot.
Well, it's not. This isn't the Miss Survivor pageant.
She'd win if it was.
Could Sophie get some run here in the Miss Survivor pageant?
I think so.
Is
I think
possible?
You're promoting her.
It would be interesting to have some new blood.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see. She'll be very recent in people's heads. It's going to be, not to put any pressure on Sophie, but this would be a good, she'll have to really have the pressure on her for a finale appearance.
Mm-hmm.
For a finale wardrobe appearance.
She's going to need a wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe malfunction?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if they have the blurring ready to go on the live show.
Well, that even better.
I don't know. It could be like a Janet Jackson
mm-hmm.
thing.
But better.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nicole. So we are all ready for the finale of Survivor on Sunday night.
Yes.
Nicole, some more bad news today.
Yeah. I can't take any more bad news.
Very minor in comparison. The Survivor Hall of Fame results were announced this week. And there are 3 new members of the Survivor Hall of Fame.
I think people were drunk in their voting.
But unfortunately, the Rob that sucks...
is still the Rob that sucks.
is still perhaps the smartest Survivor never to be in the Survivor Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside looking in. Maybe right. Next year, everybody.
Maybe.
Thank you to everybody who... who campaigned for me to be inducted in the Survivor Hall of Fame.
You were 4th.
But it was not to be. Yes. They did some people have done the math. They realized if they put 4 people in the Survivor Hall of Fame, I would be in the Survivor Hall of Fame. But that's not what they're doing.
Mother effort.
Putting in 3.
Mother effort.
Putting in 3. That's it.
We're going to have to have a talk
on the outside, looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll invite you in, little boy.
Whoa. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that like a Jerry Sandusky impression?
Oh, that was uncalled.
I don't know what you're doing, Nicole. Okay. All right. So some sad news there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you want to say who was inducted?
Oh, yes. Congratulations to Ceree.
Ceree, well-deserved.
Ozzy and Tom Westman. And if Ozzy wins on Sunday, what can we say? Can't argue with that.
We could still argue with that. Can still argue.
If Ozzy wins the game, it's going to be hard. Ozzy will have a pretty airtight case for induction in the Survivor Hall of Fame.
You can't argue
with Ozzy. If Ozzy has a win, a finals appearance, and is all-time challenge dominator, hard to argue with Ozzy's Survivor resume.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I don't think that Ozzy is one of the great strategic masterminds of Survivor, but if he has a win and a finals appearance... and umpteen challenge wins. Hard to argue with him. Tom Westman, another guy. Hard to argue with him.
I think you're better than Tom Westman.
Oh, well, thank you, Nicole.
You're definitely more handsome.
Thank you.
And taller.
Thank you. We'll see if I'm doing as good as Tom Westman when I'm Tom Westman's age.
Mm-hmm.
But for the time being.
Yes.
And Ceree. I love Ceree as a player. I think if I had a ballot, Ceree would have certainly been on my ballot.
I think Ceree, that is well deserved.
Can't argue with
Ceree. Well deserved.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Or, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hope that like maybe like 2 or 3 other good Survivor players don't come along, bounce me again next year.
Well, by the looks of things, that's unlikely.
We'll see. There's going to be 2 more seasons of Survivor between now and then.
Yeah, but by the way they've been playing the past few seasons, it doesn't look like we're getting any good ones.
Oh, we'll see, Nicole.
Yeah.
All right, so we will see you guys on Monday morning
mm-hmm.
at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific. We were going to do it after the finale, but we'll let the West Coast people get to watch the show also.
Right.
Even though it's going to be early for them, so watch the show on the West Coast, then go right to bed, wake up, and that's going to be on Rob is a website where it's going to be a live show. Get ready to call in. I want to take as many calls as possible on Monday morning, and then we're going to do all of our exit interviews as well and get those up for you during the day on Monday.
I'm going to stay up until then.
Stay up until then.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tyson it.
Okay, and yeah, thank you to everybody who has been doing their holiday shopping on Amazon.com. We really appreciate that as well. Hope you guys have been saving some money.
Yes, I just started my shopping today.
Yeah, well, we've had quite a bit on our plate. And yeah, thanks again for everybody for all of the really great wishes of, you know, love and support we've gotten the last week. I've been very touched by everything you guys have been saying. And my family as well has all appreciated your thoughts. And thanks so much. And we'll be back on Monday.
Yes. We've said it before. We have the best listeners in the world.
Yeah. And take care, everybody. Nicole?
Got nothing for you.